your life is described as a made-for-TV movie, you may want to re-examine what's going on in your life. Unless, of course, it's a Lifetime Christmas movie where everything ends up perfect and wonderful and you end up getting married by reindeer that can talk. And Candace Cameron Bure, you know, is your, you know, flower girl or something. That's not how this story goes. That's not this story. It was a swift conclusion to a case that remained unresolved for over two decades. A jury deliberated for just under 2 hours before reaching a verdict in the trial of Beverly McCallum, who was 63 years old, for the murder of her husband nearly 22 years ago. McCallum was found guilty of second-degree murder and disinterment and mutilation of a body in connection with the death of Roberto Caraballo, whose charred remains were discovered in a metal footlocker near an Ottawa County blueberry field on May 8th of 2002. Shortly after the jury returned its verdict, Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd linked the case to a made-for-TV movie, particularly emphasizing McCallum's attempt to explain the murder that didn't make any sense at all during her testimony. Lloyd pointed out that McCallum's oldest daughter, Deanne Ducharme, and Ducharme's friend, Christopher McMillan, who had already been convicted in connection with Caraballo's death, played subordinate roles compared to McCallum. McMillan, aged 45, testified that he, Beverly McCallum, and Deanne Ducharme had discussions about the murder of Robert Caraballo, who was married to McCallum several days prior to executing the plan in May of 2002. According to his testimony, McCallum pushed Caraballo down the basement stairs with Ducharme, struck him in the head with a hammer. McMillan further testified that during the altercation, McCallum demanded the hammer from Ducharme, shouting, "Give me the hammer! Give me the hammer!" McCallum then proceeded to strike her husband multiple times on the left side of the head with the hammer until it became lodged in his skull. A plastic bag was placed over his head and a rope was tied around his throat until he ceased breathing. Later that day, the body was placed into a footlocker, transported to a remote location, dragged off a two-track road, and set ablaze with the aid of gasoline. McCallum, who's now 63, is the final defendant to be prosecuted in a case referred to as the Jack-in-the-Box murder, which remained unsolved until authorities received a tip in 2015, leading them to identify the burned remains found at the farm. The remains remained unidentified until Ducharme, residing in Texas, reached out to the police in 2015 and implicated her mother. Subsequently, the investigation led authorities to another of McCallum's daughters and then to McMillan, who was residing in the Grand Rapids area, as well as a residence on Horatio Street in Charlotte. Investigators discovered traces of Caraballo's blood in the basement of Charlotte's house. In 2019, McMillan pled guilty to second-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder, receiving a sentence of 15 to 40 years in prison. As part of his plea deal, he was obligated to provide truthful testimony against the other defendants. The trial, which lasted 6 days, concluded with the announcement of the verdict shortly after 3 p.m. on Monday. Eaton County Circuit Judge Denise Cunningham scheduled McCallum's sentencing for May 23rd, where she faces a potential life sentence. During closing arguments, prosecutor Doug Lloyd asserted that McCallum, along with her daughter and a friend of her daughter, conspired to murder Caraballo in early 2002, with McCallum being the mastermind behind the plan. The motive for the killing, initially unclear, became apparent during the trial. Lloyd stated, suggesting that Caraballo's presence impeded McCallum's desired lifestyle. However, Eaton County Public Defender Timothy Havis contended that McCallum was drawn into the crime by her daughter and her friend and did not actively participate in the killing herself. McCallum's arrest in Italy in 2020 and subsequent extradition to Michigan in 2022 marked a significant development in the longstanding case. McMillan, who testified as a key witness for the prosecution, had previously pled guilty to second-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder and was sentenced to 15 to 40 years in prison. The case, which was investigated by the Ottawa County and Eaton County Sheriff's Departments, involved testimonies from McCallum's youngest daughter, Cicely Caraballo, who provided crucial details about her father's disappearance and the subsequent events leading to the discovery of his remains. Wow. So there's another one.
Reading that Cicely Caraballo at the time of this was 9 when it happened. And so they loaded up her dad's remains and drove it somewhere to dispose of it. I don't know how far that drive was, but she was with them. They took her. I can't even find a babysitter for your daughter so you can go dispose of your husband's remains. Like, how traumatizing would that be, knowing that you were 9 years old, had no idea that was your dead dad in that lockbox or whatever it was, some kind of metal box that they burned and set on fire. That was her dad. Like, that is the most twisted, like, I don't even, how could you do that? And then, on top of that, she blames her other daughter for everything. Well, it wasn't me. I just sat in the van while they disposed and set on his body on fire, and mm-hmm. it was my daughter who wanted him dead.
It's insane. It's completely insane.
Her own children. Most women, most, would do whatever it took. They would lie for their own kids. They would go to jail before they would send their kid to jail. Not me. I'd be like, if you murdered someone, you're going to jail. I'm not covering for you on this one. But I get why, you know, people protect their kids. But instead, she's throwing them under the bus.
Utterly
they
insane.
Obviously had something to do with it. Because they're both in jail, too.
Good old,
it must have been the daughter's guilt got to her, because she's the one who really blew the case open.
Probably. Eventually, it does. That would catch up to you, I would imagine.
I hope so. But
God, that's just insane.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.